doesn't want to overlook anything.
Mr. Manier will introduce our speaker, the Reverend John F. Reagan, and we hope that he doesn't speak too long. Right then, Mr. Gaunt will present the class. And people, remember that you're going to have to listen so that you stand up and you sit down all together. Please be careful of the steps. The hats are to be worn on your heads comparatively straight. No gum chewing. I will come around with a piece of paper, and you will give me any gum that you have. Don't forget to shake hands with the man who gives you your diploma. Certainly, you should thank him.
There's a brief break to cool off. In the corridors, talk is of many things, including those final report cards.
Hey, Frank, what'd you get in English 5?
I got straight S's, Earl. How about you?
Oh, I got an I.
Well, what was that from, when we were studying Hamlet and that?
Nah, he said I didn't put out much effort, but oh well, he's a good Joe anyway.
Yeah, I really liked our study of Hamlet and all the plays and that. I thought it was a lot of fun. And our teacher, Mr. Werner, was really nice, I think.
I didn't care much for the plays, but Mr. Werner's okay.
Back to the rehearsal.
Careful and be sure and sing the first word. Some of you are starting on the third word.
That man, sitting among the rows of empty seats, is of course Walter Gaunt, the principal. He gets up and for the last time talks informally with the youngsters he watched grow up.
There really isn't a great deal that I can say to you people that we haven't talked over on a good many occasions before. You've done a good job. You've been a good class. I think we as a school have a right to be proud of you. More significantly, I think you have a right to be proud of yourselves. Don't forget, this is your school, and come back every chance.
Every senior has his favorite teacher. Donald Hobson stops in for a last goodbye to a man who has been much more than just a teacher to him, a friend and counselor, Harold Bokenhide.
Well, Don, I appreciate your coming in, and we'll miss you next year. And as you go out, I wish you luck and hope that you always stay just the same as you are. And whatever you do, get into something that you like to do and stay with it. That's the best advice that I can give to you.
Every school has its favorite hangout. At Afton, it's the swimming pool. Those who are about to graduate, look to the future.
My name's Ruth Werner, and I plan on getting a job after school. I have to go downtown next week and look for it. And then I might go to modeling school. I'd like to be a model.
I'm Earl Fort. When I leave high school, I plan to go to Oklahoma A&M and hope to play basketball down there.
I'm Dorothy Hilberg. After I graduate, I plan to get a typing job or either take up dress designing.
My name is Frank Hirsch, and at 11:45 tomorrow night, I'll be leaving for Great Lakes, Illinois. Camp Porter.
My name is Norman Seifert, and I intend to start immediately at Rankin School of Mechanical Trades to study radio and television.
I'm Nancy Pipkin. I really don't have any definite plans for the future. I've thought of going to work, thought of going to school. I think I'd rather go swimming every day.
My name is Jan Foster, and a week from tonight I'm going to be married to the most wonderful guy in the world.
It's past six now. And Don Hobson, who put in a half day's work in his dad's poultry shop, is back home in the shower. And from the sound of things, he hasn't a care in the world.
Everyone's in love, oh, the lazy river. How happy we will be, oh, the lazy river with me.
Don and Lorna Galt are among those in the graduating class who go steady. Like most young lovers, they have their song. The phonograph plays as Don dresses, with some help from the family.
Bill!
Yeah?
How about doing your brother a favor that he's always doing you for?
Like what?
Like shining my shoes for me now, like I usually do for you.
All right.
Hey, Pop, come here and tie my tie, will you?
Okay, maybe I can't tie it so good.
Now get it right, come on.
Boy, real pretty, huh?
Yeah, I want to look nice tonight.
Well, this ain't the way you tie these young guys, is it?
No.
How's this look? Better?
A little bit.
I'm afraid it ain't gonna work good, Don.
I don't think so either.
Well, let Bill tie it.
Okay. Bill, come here, tie my tie, will you?
To smile again.
At Lorna's house, about a 20-minute drive from where Don lives, a familiar tune as Don comes to pick her up.
Mrs. Galt, is your daughter ready yet?
No, no, as usual, Don. She's late. Lorna, come along. I'll be there in a minute. Come on, Don, we'll be late.
I know. We're always late, aren't we?
Don's being trained right. They're going to become engaged. Just in time for the start of the graduation. The salutatorian.
Parents, teachers, and friends, as a representative of the 1951 graduating class, I want to welcome each of you to tonight's commencement exercises. Though these exercises are traditional, they mean the beginning of a new and different way of living for many of us.
The superintendent of schools makes the necessary introduction.
Members of the graduating class, ladies and gentlemen, as I look at my program, it says that my job is to introduce the speaker. Well, I think that's a mistake, because certainly our speaker needs no...
The pastor of Afton's First Baptist Church, John F. Regan, is the speaker.
...of the faculty, dad and mother, or mother and dad. And the graduates are from this school of 1951. I feel I have been honored to have this opportunity to speak to this fine class. I remember some little poems.
Mr. Gaunt, the principal.
It is my privilege as principal of this high school to present these 64 people, the largest graduating class of Afton Senior High School.
Betsy Downs Boyd. Donald Dean Hobson.
Every mother and father is waiting anxiously to hear just one name.
Rita Louise Hesse. Lorna Alice Galt. Congratulations, Lorna. Richard Donald Bartholomew.
Nancy Pipkin gives the valedictory.
Friends, Board of Education and faculty members, another year of our school life is finished, and for many of us, it is the end of our formal education. But whether we go on to college or not, we shall all find many reasons to remember our school with gratitude.
The graduating class of Afton High rises, faces the audience, and says goodbye. Youngsters sing, there are many moist eyes and many proud parents.
This is sure a big night for us. It hasn't been so long ago that Lorna just began in school, it seems. She sure looks sweet in that gown up there tonight. I'm really proud of that girl. She's really nice.
It's all over now. The kids are getting ready for a party in town. In a few minutes, they'll be gone. And in a few days, they'll be on their separate ways. It's not, as Will Rogers once said, it's not a bright future that we ask them to enter into, a wreck of which they had no making. Yet, they feel that they are the ones to write it, We feel that we are the ones that lost it and that we are the ones that will find it. It's just a difference of opinion, of direction. We can't help but look back. They can't help but look forward. But we are both standing on the same ground, and their feet is there as firmly as ours. Before we leave you now, a brief editor's note from Mr. Morrow. Hear It Now is leaving the air for the summer. We shall return fortified by travel, research, and study. We would say our thanks to those who have encouraged us in this venture. Likewise, to those who have criticized us. The partnership of Morrow and Friendly wish particularly to acknowledge again that any merit attaching to this program is due largely to Jesse Zausmer, John Aaron, Joe Wershba, Irving Gitlin, Ed Scott, to an able and thrusting group of foreign correspondents in Korea and Europe, to 50 news directors at stations on this network, and to 6 of the ablest, hardest working, best natured recording engineers we have ever known. Good night and good luck. You have just heard program 27 on Hear It Now, a full hour review of the week's news. Portions of tonight's program originated at WTOP Washington, KTRH Houston, Texas, KMOX St. Louis, KFH Wichita, KNX Los Angeles, and KCBS San Francisco. Combat recordings for this series were made in Korea by CBS correspondents John Jefferson, George Herman, Robert Pierpoint, and Robert P. Morton. The engineers and tape editors on Hear It Now throughout the series were Ed Gill, Art Buckner, and Jack Michaels. Special acknowledgement is made to the Armed Forces Radio Service, the Voice of America, the British Broadcasting Corporation, and United Nations Radio, whose cooperation has helped to make this program possible. Edward R. Murrow can be heard over most of these CBS stations Monday through Friday at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Hugh Holder speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.